Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dan Weederer, later on we're going to talk a little bit about Todd Monken. How do you feel about him, and what's interesting about him?
So I have tried to mute my admiration for Todd Monken because I think he would be awesome for us. This dude's a character. He has a bit of a trucker's vocabulary, Lawrence, and if your owner doesn't like swearing on Hard Knocks, they might have a little bit of a difficult time with a guy who's a little bit colorful when he speaks.
Know what the damn coverage is! The sun's in my eyes! F*** it out there!
His vocabulary is very diverse.
We've had two post routes that have thrown little girl.
What did Weederer say about him?
Entertaining as hell. Like he's
no, but the thing that'll keep him from getting hired by the Bears is just he doesn't have country club or language or something like that.
Todd Monken has, quote, a trucker's vocabulary.
There it is. Got some Smokies out here.
Man, gotta play convoy as he walks in every week for the press conference.
By the time we hit that Shy Town, them Bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard.
Breaker, breaker, one niner. We got a jackknife to a manure spreader on the highway. Chicka, over.
Roger that.
Dude, you don't have to do the sound. It already does that. Out.
Copy that. I'm not going to make the sound after I say stuff from now on. J.D. McNugent, over and out. That was the last one.
Hey, you guys got eyes on that lot lizard over there. Make sure she stays away from your calves.
Now we're getting somewhere. Bears have never hired a trucker as a head coach.
They can't cover the back of the curl unless we stink. Then we stink and fire my ass. I will to Jones Junior High.
10-4.
We got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't you beautiful?
Hey, do we understand the thing here? When I'm talking, shut the up.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock. There is a lot for us to discuss. The Bears are still trying to find a new coach, and there's a couple of new places that they might look for a new coach. That is something that we're going to talk about on today's show. Apparently something happened on the earlier iteration of this show called Hell Week that I need to be informed on.
It's amazing. It happens every year. And Lawrence has no idea what Hell Week is. It's amazing.
So I'm going to find out.
Yes, you are.
Later on in the show.
Keep it that way. We want Lawrence to find out in real time.
Yeah,
okay?
don't tell
Twitch
me.
And our Twitch mob too, MOB.
I saw a couple members of the Twitch mob. Someone had to pay off a bet.
Dude, I forgot to come by on Saturday.
It's all right.
Me and the Roobster.
Marshall did, though.
Oh, well, he loves you more.
Shout out to Mars Hall.
So, I hope that was good fun on
It was.
Saturday.
We had a great time over at Signature with Remy Martin, and we're going to be out at Benny's on the 25th. We'll be out at the Benny's in Orland Park on the 25th with Remy.
That's
signing
awesome.
People up for the Court of Dreams, which they should absolutely sign up for.
There was a lot of Bears candidates, head coaching candidates, because we're up to
9.
We're up to 9 Bears head coaching candidates now that Thomas Brown has interviewed today. So 9 interviews have actually taken place.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Yes.
And they And so there's those to talk about. And there was also a lot of Bears head coaching candidates that were coaching this weekend in football games.
Some against each other.
Yeah, and I'm sure that most of us watched. I watched like almost every moment of every game, and I have thoughts, and we'll share those later on. But as you were saying in transition, we got a newbie. I guess he was discussed, but then discarded, and now he's back as a possible candidate here.
Mike McCarthy has been let go or not going to be extended by the Cowboys. So he is now available again, kind of.
Jerry Jones let the entire coaching staff go into a lame duck season and coach the entire year, coming off 3 straight 12-win seasons. He and an embarrassing loss last year in the postseason. He let them all come back for the last year of their deal. It did not go well, and now they've been let go.
So let's re-examine his candidacy. The place where I ended up on this, Speaks, is my gut feeling as soon as someone mentioned the name Mike McCarthy was, no, I don't want that. We even talked with Parkins a little bit about it. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know what? of the candidates that they had available for them, he was the most qualified. And you can, he's a person that instead of just proximity, like some of the hires that have been made in the NFL with guys who were kind of around Aaron Rodgers, he has legitimate claim to, I helped develop Aaron Rodgers. And if you consider that the Bears quarterback idolizes Aaron Rodgers, there is a reason to be optimistic that Mike McCarthy might be able to get the most out of Caleb Williams. So I'm like, I'm kind of halfway on it now because there are in-game strategies and clock management decisions throughout his career, and Layla has like a receipt of them. It'd be one of those things where it'd be like, well, it could have been worse if the Bears end up hiring him.
Right. That's
I wouldn't
the thing.
Cheerlead it.
You could do.
And I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
You could do worse. But it's interesting how we go on little journeys when it's somebody that's known. And the journey oftentimes is related to the research that you do. And I'd done some more research on Mike McCarthy and did some more today in preparation for this show as we work on stuff. And I just can't. I can't.
I have no problem with that stance.
There's so many bad losses in the recent past. I mean, last year in the playoffs, they were down 27-0 to Green Bay at home. Down 27-0 before they came back and made that a score that doesn't look as bad as it was.
I mean, even the score that it ended up being was still pretty bad.
And then they come into this year, they lost their first four home games by a total of 94 points. They absolutely crapped the bed this year with theoretically an all-in year. And Jerry Jones is a bad GM who didn't do him any favors. A whole bunch of people got let go after the three 12-win seasons.
They could have had Derrick Henry had they not been cheap.
For sure. And they went Ezekiel Elliott, which was a disaster. They let Tony Pollard go. They let Tyron Smith, right?
Who did Zeke sign up with? Because he signed up with a playoff
San Diego
team.
I think.
Was it the L.A.?
L.A., yes. L.A. But they let Tyron Smith go, Tony Pollard go. They let their center go. They let a defensive end, Dorrance Armstrong, go and didn't do a whole lot to replace them. And then Jerry gave Dak Prescott, $240 million over 4 years and all of that. So Jerry did bad stuff. But they just so bad this year. The play calling was goofy and weird this year. The scoring went down. The defense completely fell apart without Dan Quinn, with Mike Zimmer there. And then you talk to Cowboys fans, and I talked to some Cowboys fans today, some friends that are Cowboys fans and are like hardcore and watching every game and living that. And I said, what do you think of the news? Mike McCarthy gone. And this is what I got back. Best news ever! ! Best news ever!
Yeah, but Cowboys fans are, they live on a different planet with where they're actually at versus where they think they deserve to be.
These are some that I respect. These are some that I respect as football.
I don't respect them.
We'll talk about that.
They don't know ball.
But you don't know that. You don't know they are. But either way, this is one of those times where the resume makes you think, well, this is better than taking a flyer on Liam Cohen.
The resume does look great, especially compared to everyone else that's on the list except for Pete Carroll.
That's the guy that I think they're going to be able to get. That's number two on my list. You remember, my list is Ben Johnson, Pete Carroll, and then my third was Brian Flores. And there's others that interest me, but I think they're going to be able to get Pete Carroll, and I would rather have him over Mike McCarthy.
I agree.
In a heartbeat. Even though Pete is a defensive guy and would need a plan for an offensive coordinator, Mike McCarthy is an offensive guy, and that would be ideal. But in terms of, I think they're going to be able to get Pete if they want him, and I would rather do that.
It's just kind of a weird thing because I think that the resume is really strong for Mike McCarthy, but that doesn't mean that he's the person that can take you into the future. Like, it's one of those things where you go, wow, like you're probably overqualified for this job. And then you're like, is this person going to really be the person that can steward the franchise going forward? Or are you better off taking a chance on hiring someone that you do think is your future? Like, McCarthy seems like a really sensible, safe pick. And you know me, I'm kind of wired that way. I'm kind of wired of risk aversion, but I want them to swing a little bit.
Yeah, you know, there's all these guys are gambles. They're all going to be calculated gambles. Even Ben Johnson is going to be a calculated gamble of sorts. But that's ideal for me. And then to me, it's Pete. You know, thinking about the Cowboys' history of coaches that they've hired, I think this will be the 9th head coaching hire for Jerry Jones down there. And you think about Parcells for a few years and Wade Phillips. Do you think he goes for Pete Carroll? As we're talking about it, I hadn't wondered about that. Is that the kind of splash for now that looks good to Jerry and that's what he's about?
I think there's a couple of splashes that I would put ahead of Pete Carroll for Jerry. One of them would be Deion Sanders. The other one would be Bill Belichick.
You think he goes to Carolina and tries to get Bill to get out of his deal after that whole dog and pony show?
I think it's $1 million. Jerry has that in his pocket.
The buyout is $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nothing.
Bill has that in his pocket.
Sure he does. Bill has it in his shoe.
And then as soon as he did that, I'd be like, get your stupid kid out of here too. that's not fair. Steve's actually a quality NFL and college assistant. But still, he can go too. When we come back.
Buyout's $10 million, by the way.
Still got it in the couch. Before
maybe,
June?
Maybe not his shoe.
All right.
Before June 1st, 2025.
What is it after June 1st?
Doesn't say.
I think it's $1 million.
Is there a buyout for a stupid kid?
No, well, put Steve in charge. Anyway, when we come back,
the kid.
Bears did interview someone in person.
Mm-hmm.
Who it was is interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. Why they did it might be disrespectful. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, the Steelers were, I mean, you know, he was, you know, not quite as original as you know, the Bears. My friend George McCaskey says every team, but the Bears are an expansion team, because we always say, well, we were part of the original, and he teases us and says, no, you guys were 10 years late to the party. So, but.
This is my guy, Jim Rooney. And we talked about the Rooney Rule on House of L. It's nice to be able to talk about the Rooney Rule with a Rooney. He had some good anecdotes about the McCaskies.
The fact that was one of them. The fact that George and other McCaskies like to laugh at the Steelers for being an expansion team. I mean, it's
there is something that's a little charming about it and kind of funny.
Yeah, sort of. It's like how Metallica called their, I think it's the bass player, called him the new guy, even when he had been there 18 years. And it's just like, it came out really ugly in the Metallica documentary, which is an incredible watch, by the way. But like, yeah, it's charming up until the point where it's like, hey, stop being a Richard here.
Or stop living in that past.
Which, and that's the thing. That's what we know about the McCaskies. It connects very much to them holding on to that past and riding on it.
The Bears interviewed Ron Rivera last night.
Ron Rivera's a good man.
He very much is.
Good man, good dude.
I think a good football coach. It's just not, if this were 15 years ago, I'd be all for this. I know enough about him as a head coach to go, I'm good on that. Even though I personally and professionally like Ron Rivera.
So the way it fell apart ugly in Washington.
Yeah.
He had a lot of ugliness around
him. Like we joke about Riverboat Ron, like the idea of Riverboat Ron. Mm-hmm. But Riverboat Ron was born of desperation, was born of him knowing that his job was on the line. And so he had to make himself more modern in his thinking of how football should be played and take more risks.
Are you finding yourself pessimistic about the circumstances of Ron Rivera's interview?
Well, I can understand here's the issue. And we talked with Jim Rooney about the Rooney Rule, right? It satisfies one portion of that. They need to have another in-person hire with the minority candidate.
In-person interview, yeah.
Interview with a minority candidate for the job before they can move forward with the in-person interviews for other people and hiring someone else. I guess if there's a quid pro quo between candidate and franchise, like if you're Ron Rivera and you're saying, you know, my name's not really out there, I could do a solid for the Bears and the Bears could do a solid for me. who am I to be mad about it? Like, if it allows him to put himself in a better place, in a better state.
So in that sense, it doesn't feel as bad as Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton getting the Rooney action on a Thursday so Mike Vrabel can be hired on a Sunday.
But it depends. Like, if you walk into this thing feeling like it should be an interview, and I think a real interview, and I think anyone who has the opportunity probably walks in and says, I know that this is what they're doing, but I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to present the best version of myself.
Sure.
And I'm going to make it difficult for them to dismiss me as a candidate. It seemed pretty clear, though, that New England knew exactly who they wanted. I'm not sure that the Bears do.
But that's the backdrop. The backdrop is the Rooney Rule stuff, but the backdrop is also the Bears possibly acting in chaos here. A lot of people are discouraged by the Bears' process. And even our guy who we talked to on Thursdays has seemed discouraged. Now, I haven't heard this yet, but several people have told us that we need to hear this, including our guy Chris Tannehill. This is kind of the opening salvo from Dave Wanstead this morning with Mully and Haw on the state of the Bears' search.
Oh, you know what, Mully, David? I can't even comment on it. I mean, I have never seen anything like this in all my life. And I've been involved in a lot of coaching searches. And, you know, maybe, you know, I'm in the dark ages because I want to run the ball and nobody thinks you run the ball anymore in the NFL. That's fine. You know, go ahead. And maybe I'm in the dark ages because when I interviewed for jobs I got, jobs I didn't get, I interviewed with the general manager. Him and I looked each other in the eye. We went through everything that I thought I had to have to win. He laid out the plan, what they could and couldn't do on their end. And then if he liked it, he went back and talked to the owner. And I went in and met with the owner, and they offered me the job. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, and my only feeling is the people from the business department and people from HR, they got a different agenda than what I do, is trying to win football games for your team and your city. So, and the more people you get in on these committees, the more opinions, everybody feels now that they have a responsibility to say something. I don't know how you make a concrete, sound decision unless something falls in your lap. I'm confused. I mean, look what happened. I truly am. It's amazing, and I don't know.
So that was Dave Wanstead talking about this process. I understand why he feels the way that he does. I will say there's some real evidence, this weekend included. There are plenty of coaches that would like to run the football in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's like a whole thing now. It's like a renaissance.
It is. And like that was my predominant thought on the Monday that you and I were reunited last week. And there's more stuff that we'll get to later from the games this weekend and the commentary about those games. I agree with you on that.
I don't mind. Like, I feel like the HR person kind of has to be a part of this now.
But do you think the HR person has to be because of how Ryan Poles went with Matt Eberflus based on the Trace Armstrong connection?
Yes. I think the HR person has to be a part of this. But what I didn't like is what we were talking about last week. I don't like the fealty that Poles paid the business side.
Not at all.
For them being involved in the process. That felt really strange to me.
Coming off a horrendous season where things blew up and what you said was going to be a competitive window and winning time, and you're bragging about the synergy between the football side and the business side, that is misguided. That is misguided and not constructive to be thinking about that and talking about that on a football day.
That's kind of how it felt to me. I also, I've been struggling with this, Speaks, because I wanted the Bears to cast a wide net. I just wanted them to do it more quickly. Like, if you wanted to get Ron Rivera's thoughts on your team,
could have done it 3 weeks ago.
You could have done it 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You could have done it 6 weeks ago. You could have done a lot of this stuff before. And it feels as if they're running in place a little bit, and maybe they are. And maybe the reason that they are is that the candidate that they're locked on is not available right now.
Yeah, if they're locked in on Ben Johnson and have good vibes about the possibilities of Ben Johnson.
You can just kind of slow play this out. Make sure that you abide by the Rooney Rule before you get the opportunity to talk with him on the 20th.
Right, and the danger, of course, would be that you slow play this and you miss out on some people in the meantime.
Correct.
But if that's your guy and you're not willing to make a hire without a full-on in-person interview with that guy, I can understand that. If you're locked in on that number one candidate.
But the other danger is that they're not locked in on you.
That is true.
They're not locked in on you, and now other players have come. New bleep has come to light, man,
mm-hmm.
where now Dallas is in play for him. And that's not good. The Raiders kicked out their GM
yeah.
so that they can offer whatever.
Whatever he wants.
To him. Where are you at? Well, your GM is still running the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a deterrent from you getting who you want, which is why, like, come on. Like, that's why, along with everything that he got wrong, that's a reason that you move on from Ryan Poles. Is you got to get the coach that you want. And he might keep you from getting that person, even though no matter who they hire, they're going to say it was their first choice.
What Dave said is that there's a chance that they get lucky by hiring the coach, by finding their Kevin O'Connell, right? Because they choose one of the guys who wants the job, is just subservient enough, is available and interested.
Unless he's not.
I know, but if that's, and they get lucky, and that's why it's at 6% for me, because you can still get lucky. It does happen. It does happen. It's infrequent, but it does happen.
Well, one of the guys that might be on the list for the Bears is getting ready for a national championship game. Let's find out about Marcus Freeman. Our buddy Jordan Cornette's going to give us the breakdown next in the Score.